this is for a private group that's aware of a lot of what you're saying and really looking at what they can do. So this will be a week now after the show was a week ago, what we just recorded. And I think one of the big issues, since you can see it's important to the power structure to make us feel helpless and demoralized and victimized and, you know, we just can't do anything. What do you do for the opposite of that mentality, which I'm sure you're encouraging in your work with that Health Freedom Defense Fund?
Yeah. So, you know, at Health Freedom Defense Fund, I should have said this in the first part, we do a bunch of things. We don't just educate about our rights and freedoms. We also we also advocate and then we litigate on behalf of them. And the thing is, there are still good people. There are good judges. There are good people in positions of power. And I believe that their numbers will grow as the reality that is dawning on many of us becomes, you know, more apparent to these people in positions of power. And I think they will come to our aid. I think they will stand strong. So, you know, I feel like there's this, it's easy to go into this despairing darkness where we feel that there is nothing that we can do. And I think that there are many things we can do. So first of all, if you're starving and you don't have drinking water, you're going to be much more likely to feel hopeless and helpless.
Right.
So put that in order. Make sure you plant a small garden and you have something. Buy some food, buy some dried beans and rice. Stock up your freezer, you can buy dried meat and things like that. If you're, you know, if you're a meat eater, there are lots of things that you can do to help.
You said drinking water. How does the average person prepare the drinking water situation?
So that's challenging if you live in a big city, right?
Most people do, right?
I know a lot of people do. I know I don't. But there are gravity filters. Why can't I think of what they're called now? Gravity.
Yeah. That's what I've heard them called, is gravity water filters.
Yeah, so you can get a gravity water filter to help purify your water. You can also get UV straws so that purify water as well, just as you drink it. And there are other things that are devices that you can buy. So I would buy some of those. I would get a 25, I have 200 gallon barrels that hold water. Okay.
What's the inside material made out of?
It's made from plastic.
Okay. But it's better than not having water for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and I also live in a situation where that's really, if I'm in dire straits, I have rivers and I have a well and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But these are some of the things that you can do. So, I mean, first of all, make sure that your most basic needs are prepared for, that you're going to be able to have water and you're going to be able to eat. And water is first and foremost. You die from thirst much faster than you do from starvation. So that's number one.
Right.
And you should have water stored, you know, make sure you have some water stored of some kind. Okay. Then you want to have some food stored, some dried vegetables as well to go with it. I mean, I stock up on something called Billy's Infinity C, which is a whole food vitamin C, but there are others you can get out there. Pure Radiance is fantastic. You can get it from Radiant Life Catalog. There are, you know, things like that just to make sure, because if you don't, you know, vitamin C is important. It's really important. Right, we're the only animal that doesn't store our own vitamin C.
Well, for the guinea pigs in the audience too, they have to have vitamin C.
That too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think food is super important. Right. And what else you can do? I'm sorry, I'm totally losing my train of thought, Richard. We wanted to focus specifically for this group on what else we can do in our communities. Is that what you wanted me to talk
about? Well, yeah. And you came from an attitude and a mindset of being totally disillusioned and discouraged into a really active, positive mindset.
Okay.
And I was wondering what helped you do that, because that's a radical change.
So I think the other thing is that homeopathy really helps your mental and emotional state. So that's something very important, but so is community. And there's a reason that solitary confinement is considered torture, because we are, you know, social creatures. And so create community first and foremost. It is so uplifting. Make sure you have some kind of a healing practice. I don't know if it's prayer, if it's meditation. I recently went to a Five Rhythms dance retreat. It was unbelievably healing. Wow. You know, find what resonates with your soul. And do it, and do it regularly, you know, make sure that you do that. And then you have to have like-minded friends and community so that you have people to rely on and also to lean on. Mm-hmm. And I think the last thing and the most important thing is that don't ever lose sight of the fact that the truth always wins and that we are the many and they are the few. And yeah. I truly believe, I don't have as dim of a view as you do. I truly believe that we will win. I truly do. I believe that we may go through a period of very dark years, but in the end, humanity, truth, and decency will triumph and we will get to rebuild everything on the other side of it. I think it's going to be dark for a while, but I really believe that literally in the bottom of my heart, in the depths of my soul, I am absolutely convinced that these dark forces will not prevail, that we will. Yeah. But it's going to be hard. And the thing is, do you want to be one of those that survives it? And I do. So be prepared.
Yeah. I don't have any doubt that in the end, we'll be fine. So we don't disagree on that.
Okay.
I would just like to change what happens in the meantime, you know, and make that as positive as possible.
Oh, I would love to. And I would love to change the course as much as possible. But, you know, you don't do that by being ignorant, right? So we've got to like take a deep breath, make ourselves aware and get to work.
It's a balance. Be willing to see everything as it is without letting it ruin your own attitude, right?
100%. And you know, you've got to stock up. If you're into, if herbs are your way that you keep healthy, go deeper. If it's essential, and stock up. If it's essential oils, go deeper. You know, if it's homeopathy and if it's all a mixture of all those things, find people in your community who practice those healing modalities. And build something in your own repertoire, right? Learn a skill, learn plumbing, learn something that's going to become useful, more useful than it already is.
Is homeopathy, in your experience, something that the average person can learn and use on their own to some degree?
Very much so. And there are different people who are teaching it. So there's a woman named Joette Calabrese, who's a friend of mine, joettecalabrese.com, or maybe it's practicalhomeopathy.com now. She is teaching classes on the Banerjee protocols, which is a much more straightforward and simple way to learn homeopathy. Mm-hmm. Then there's Cinna Walcott, who has what's hers called Real Immunity. She does that as well. She teaches. So there are many, many ways for you to learn about homeopathy. And then you just take basic courses online as well, other things. In my experience, there is no medicine that heals like homeopathy does. It is literally, as I said before, pure magic. It's really amazing. I've raised my son almost exclusively on homeopathy. And I highly encourage people. It's non-toxic, it's non-habit forming, and it is easy to buy and easy to store. It lasts for years, forever.
So are there a few basics that you would stock up on for homeopathy?
Yeah, but you need to like take a basic course to find out what the most basics are and then keep expanding. But the point is, figure out how to keep yourself well, because that is critical when, you know, we're being poisoned, because we are being poisoned. We are being poisoned by fluoride and pesticides like Roundup and GMOs, right? And we're being poisoned by electromagnetic frequencies and all of the satellites, the low Earth orbit satellites, SpaceX and all these things.
Yeah.
And we're being poisoned by chemtrails and we're being poisoned, you know, I said fluoride, mercury, and vaccines, and medicines, all these things, hormones, you know?
Right. So that's a constant detox issue, right?
Yeah, but I think a healthy body can detox a lot of those things. I think that most disease is actually toxicity, not a disease or an illness.
No, we agree with Dr. Cowan and other people like Nick Kaufman.
I have to tell you a story. I just heard about this. This woman just reached out to me. And she's unmarried. She's in her 80s. And she developed genital herpes. Uh-huh. She's never had a cold sore in her life. And she's never had herpes. She hasn't had sex since her husband passed like 5 years ago.
Right.
She's developed genital herpes. Now, how is that possible if it's viral and if it's exogenous, meaning outside of us?
Yeah. Who did she catch it from, in other words, right?
Exactly. It's very interesting, isn't it?
What do you think the cause might have been?
Well, I think it's probably just incredibly stressful situation that we're living in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know enough about her to know what her other issues might be. But listen, they say that something like 50% of young adults are depressed right now. And I believe it. What we are going through is a form of torture, right?
What do you think of the new pandemic that just started a few days ago? In 30 seconds.
Because it's time.
Yeah, because you have to go.
Well, I think there are two. There's monkeypox, and then there's all these, there's more than that. There's also all these hepatitis supposed cases, which I think most of these things are one of two things. I think that they're either a result of, they're a vaccine. They are because a lot of the vaccines, like AstraZeneca's jab, is actually grown in monkey kidneys. Isn't that interesting?
That's to keep it sterile and safe. Yeah.
So that's very interesting.
Right.
And so that vaccine and the J&J vaccine are adenovirus vector vaccines, meaning they're grown in an adenovirus that's grown on top of monkey kidney cells. So who knows? Go figure, some monkeypox thing. That's one argument. Then there's a deeper argument, which is that it's from a vaccine that was developed many decades ago. And then there's the third, which is the one that I subscribe to the most strongly. And that is that all vaccines damage, alter, and dysregulate our immune system. And there is good science proving this, that even one antigen injected into your body, absent all the toxins, is enough to overwhelm the immune system and cause what they called dysregulation. Basically, what they do is undermine your immune system. And it's been well documented. If you look at countries across the world, UK, Israel, Iceland, I'm forgetting what other countries, but there are many, many countries that are showing this, that those who've gotten the COVID injections have lowered immunity, not just to what is called COVID-19, but to everything. And you're more likely to be hospitalized and more likely to die. And so I think it's just general reduced immunity combined with all of the torture of separation and fear and lack of connection and, all of these things.
Yeah. So some changes we need to work on.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to look forward to seeing you again soon. And you know about the control group, right? Controlgroup.org.
I do.
Show the difference with people who have never had vaccines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have my son sign up for that. He's never had one. I wish that I knew, but I didn't.
Yeah. But we were less victimized than people who came later for sure.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Okay. Well, apologize to your next meeting. It says crazy guy just kept you too long.
Thank you, Richard. Great to be with you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I think it was Doug. Okay. Bye, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.